A Marine private has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for his role in the killing of an Iraqi man in the village of Hamdaniya back in April. John Jodka could have faced life in prison, but he agreed to testify against his fellow Marines in exchange for a reduced sentence. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The steady thunk of chopper blades never stops here at Camp Pendleton as Marines are training over and over again for their next mission in Iraq. But inside a small courtroom here, a drama played out about one mission prosecutors say ended in a war crime. An eight-man squad, frustrated that a suspected insurgent was repeatedly released after they picked him up, allegedly hatched a plot to kill him. PFC John Jodka was the youngest, 19, and the lowest-ranked member of the squad. His job was to fire the squad machine gun, which can pour out 1,000 rounds a minute. Squad leader Sergeant Lawrence Hutchins laid out the plot and asked each man to give his verbal assent. Jodka and the others said, "I'm in." Four members of the squad took off and kidnapped the man, placed him in a roadside hole where he was shot down by the other four, including Jodka. An elaborate cover-up was carried out to make it look like the man was planting a bomb. But the man who was killed wasn't the man they were looking for. It was Hashim Ibrahim Awad, father of 11 children. Before his sentencing, Private Jodka apologized to the Awad family, to his own family, and to the Marines for bringing dishonor on the Corps. He spoke in an assertive tone, without emotion. He said he wouldn't have fired on the man if he'd known it was not the suspected insurgent. Prosecutors and the judge said that didn't make any difference, that the premeditated assassination of a suspected insurgent was quite simply murder. Outside the courtroom, Jodka's attorney, Joseph Cassis, outlined the defense of his client.
On the one hand, we ask these young men to go out there and fight a war, yet they're not trained for the things we expect them to do in Iraq. On the one hand, the Marine Corps tells our Marines instant obedience to orders. On the other hand, we expect them to do the right thing at the right time. We believe that JJ, at the end of the day, did the right thing by coming forward and talking about his role. And we hope that with his assistance that justice will be done in this case.
The defense argued that the Marines were not trained in counterinsurgency or police work, but that's what's demanded of them in Iraq. The defense also said that Jodka did what he did out of loyalty to the men beside him. Jodka was raised in a middle-class professional family. His mother, father, sister, and stepbrother testified that he did well in school, never got in trouble, and was accepted to the University of California in Riverside. He quit to join the Marines. Jodka's father, who made an emotional plea to the judge to return his son to his family, was asked who he blamed for what happened.
I think it's a breakdown in command, a breakdown in command discipline. In a difficult area where command did not know how to handle the situations in which they found themselves. And unfortunately, avoidable choices were made. And that avoidable choice has a consequence which my son has stood up for and is now paying for.
The prosecution agreed that Jodka could have avoided the choice he made. Squad leader Hutchins made it clear that if anyone disagreed with the plan, it would be scrapped. Jodka opted in. The prosecution played a segment of a profane video made by one of the squad members just 2 days after Awad was killed. The squad is joking around. One member is chanting, "Haji man, Haji man." Pool reporter Linda Deutsch of the Associated Press says an off-camera voice, apparently that of another defendant, Lance Corporal Robert Pennington, who made the video, addresses Jodka, whose nickname is JJ.
Jodka, JJ, what do you have to say? Are you going to kill any more ... today? And the answer was, yeah.
Jodka told the judge he was just trying to start that day off with a little levity. Today at Camp Pendleton, Lance Corporal Tyler Jackson, who has also cut a plea bargain agreement, will be sentenced. John McChesney, NPR News, Camp Pendleton, California.